are those two spots, free and strong, for you guys?
They're different, but, you know, all the safeties that we have are pretty much, we should know both spots. Everybody's knowledgeable of both spots. So, you know, it's one of those things where if someone goes down, you have to be able to fill in at either spot. So, you know, but, you know, when you switch over from free safety to strong, you do kind of have to flip your mindset. You know, some of the things are opposite, where you might be down one play and now you're in the post. So, you know, you might hear a call and you automatically think, okay, I'm down. But now if you're at free, you know, you might be thinking, you hear that same call and now it's like, oh, I'm down. No, I'm not down. I'm in the post. So.
On the fumble recovery, Barr kind of came out of nowhere. Did he surprise you at all? Well, all of a sudden he's in the,
he did.
In the picture.
He did. Yeah, I was chasing the guy. I was just trying to save the touchdown. And I was about to, like, attack him finally and try to make the tackle. And next thing you know, I see the ball pop out. I'm like, yes. I was like, yes. So the first thing in my mind, I was trying to get my hands on it so I could get it back going that way. And I missed the first catch, but, you know, good thing I got it on the bounce.
We talked about a little bit in the preseason. So what is this about the knack of the ball finding you? It seems to bounce into your hands in the preseason, of course.
Yeah, me and the ball have a pretty nice relationship. I talk to her almost every night. I try to, so she's we're in good hands right now. We're in a good place in our relationship.
Yeah, but it was like that in college, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I've always tried to be a guy, all jokes aside, I always try to be a guy that's just, you know, around the ball, like just hustling and running to the ball. You know, every coach that I've had has always taught me that if, you know, you run to the ball, good things will happen, so I was just fortunate to be around the ball, but hats off to Barr for the play.
Does the ball have a name?
Not yet. Maybe next week. Maybe next week. I'm going to have to come up with that.
What do you think sets this defense apart or makes it unique, or maybe how would you describe it?
I think everybody just goes out and tries to play for each other. Yeah. You know, when you make a mistake, it's not just about, you know, you making a mistake. You kind of think about, oh, man, like, I could have left the corner out to dry on that one, or, you know, I wasn't in the right gap, and now, you know, I put the linebacker in a hard spot. So, you know, we have a good, like, camaraderie amongst each other as teammates, so we try to hold each other accountable, and when we mess up, like, you know, we're not just hurting ourselves, but we're playing for the guy beside us.
So the guy whose opinion counts, Mr. Zimmer, what do you think of your play? Has he told you?
Yeah, I haven't really talked to him. He didn't run the film today, so maybe I'll go up to him and ask him myself just, how he thought I did. So.
But I guess no news is good news, right?
Yeah, I was kind of like, all right, well, at least I just will never know. But, maybe I'll go ask him.
Not winning on the road was kind of a knock on this team over the last few seasons. Mm-hmm. Now you guys have won 4 straight on the road. Is that kind of a confidence boost after that last game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's always hard. What I've heard is always hard to win on the road in the NFL. So, you know, us being able to go win those games and, you know, win in somebody else's backyard is huge.
That pay dividends for what's to come with maybe postseason on the horizon?
Yeah. Depending on, you know, if we have home field advantage or not, like, you know, it really shouldn't matter. Like, the team that shows up to play the best that day will win.
We don't know what's going to happen with injuries, obviously, but what do you think yesterday's game did to show Zimmer, you know, he's been kind of hot and cold with you, that, hey, you know, I can play regularly in this league, you know, from scrimmage.
Yeah. I do hope that, you know, I show that I can at least step in and be a starting caliber safety, you know, for this team. But I understand we have 2 great safeties in Harrison Smith. And, I mean, all of our safeties are great, but the starters, we have 2 great safeties in Harrison Smith and Sendejo. So, you know, they've done a great job all year. So that'll be a decision that the coaches have to make if they want to, you know, get me out on the field. And if those guys end up coming back or not, you know, we'll have to see what goes from there.
When did you know you get that start?
I was starting all week, but we didn't know if Harrison was going to come back or not. But he wasn't practicing. And it wasn't looking like he was going to practice. So I say on probably Saturday when we did, like, our final walkthrough, like, mock game thing, and I went out there, then I was like, okay, I think that means that I'm going to be going. Yeah.
Who is the emergency safety if one of you guys went down when you were down to 2?
Me and Blanton?
Yeah, who would have come in if one of you guys?
I don't know. I really don't know. My whole mindset was, I don't care what happens, you need to stay in this game because we do not have anybody else that plays the safety position on the sideline.
That's
That fumble recovery looked like you kind of got bent backwards a little bit.
I did. He tried to, when I got down, he tried to, like, spin me around or something. So I tried to yank my leg from him so before he did something harmful. But I was fine. Yeah.